So it begins with convictions, our conviction that God is in control of all things, so we pray. But it can't end with that conviction. That has to play out. Because of our deep biblical convictions, we know the importance and we know the place of prayer in what we're doing in this endeavor. It can only succeed if God's will is in it. And so we bring these things before Him, reflecting His heart for a lost world in order to see it come about.
We spoke about in the last podcast, but prayer is one of those areas that we know in our heads and our hearts is key to what we're doing, but it can really easily become token or pushed to the bottom of our priority list because of the practical needs and the necessities of planting and leadership. But we can't let it become that, and neither for ourselves or for our church.
Yeah, and so the goal as you set your face towards this church plant is to build an army of prayers, which includes yourself, but a whole bunch of other partners in that. Army of prayers who are asking God to soften the hearts of the people you're trying to reach. There's paving the way for you going ahead, to giving you boldness and courage and giving you a team boldness and courage in that. And wisdom as you make decisions about what to do and what not to do and how to talk about things and who to connect with. All those kinds of things. This is what you're aiming to do as you build an army of prayers inside and outside your church plant.
Yeah. So to build an army of prayers, we want to keep in mind the kind of God that we have, a God who is sovereign, who longs for people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, as Paul says to Timothy, and God, a God who is working in this world through His church, which displays the wisdom of God and His people who are really being transformed into Christ-likeness and whose transformation is seen in their love for one another. We've got three things to consider. Tell us about the first one.
Well, the first one is this. Make it clear and easy for people to join you in this. At your information nights, your church planning information nights, at your launch team gatherings, in one-on-one conversations with those outside your launch team, on your website, at every point you can, invite people to pray for you and with you in this plan. So whatever medium you've got, get their details and build a list. That's the first thing. Make it clear and easy for people to join you in doing this.
Okay. And the second is to communicate specifically and regularly with them.
Yeah. And now you mentioned this before, and we spoke about this in the last video. If people are willing to pray for you, you've got to honour that and you've got to serve them by giving them specific and regular updates on what's happening, what you're praying, what they can pray for, what's happening in your church. And I loved what you said in the last video, feeding back information about the way in which God is answering that prayer as well. That's so encouraging for people who are praying.
Yeah. And the last, ensure that your prayer reflects and reinforces your biblical vision.
Yeah. So each time you, as a leader of this church plant, pray from the front, each time you send out prayer requests, prayer notes, things people can pray for, you are communicating what is important in this church plant. At every point you're doing that, you're drip feeding vision. So in a culture of prayer, you want to build that deep biblical vision, those gospel convictions you have, a deep sense for the things that you mentioned are on God's heart. We want them to have it in this community and all those praying. A deep sense for the lost, a heart to build a community of faith where God is honoured, where people grow to be like Christ, that reflects the biblical values that we have. So you let your prayer reinforce and reflect your biblical vision and your gospel convictions in that.
And as we think about this, there's lots of helpful technology out there to help build and foster a culture of prayer. You might use Facebook, WhatsApp, PrayerMate, but these tools will only be as useful if we have a deep conviction, culture and practice of bringing all these things before our Heavenly Father in prayer.
That's right. So it begins with convictions, our conviction that God is in control of all things, so we pray, but it can't end with that conviction. That has to play out. Because of our deep biblical convictions, we know the importance and we know the place of prayer in what we're doing in this endeavor. It can only succeed if God's will is in it. And so we bring these things before Him, reflecting His heart for a lost world in order to see it come about. Let's just pause the episode there for a second. Let me tell you about a program, a one-year program we've developed over the last 3 to 4 years. It's for people who are in the apprentice stage, pre-college, thinking through what full-time gospel ministry might look like and what it might look like to be involved in a church plant or move towards church planting itself. It's called Learn to Lead. You can find more information at genevapush.com/learn to lead. 1 year program, cohorts of people in apprenticeships thinking through what it looks like to do good gospel-centered ministry that reaches the lost with the possibility of church planting. GenevaBush.com/learn to lead.
All right, just to close out the episode, Derek, you planted a church. What did it look like for you to do this?
Yeah, I'm not particularly good at praying. Let me lead with that one. I'm a hopeless prayer. And part of that is just, and it reflects my gospel convictions, I'm too often self-reliant in this. But I was fortunate enough when I planted, I had been working previously in a morning service. I planned out of an evening service, but I'd been working in a morning service with a whole bunch of godly retirees, people in their twilight years who were godly and faithful, many of whom I had buried over the course of those 2 years. And a whole bunch of young families as well. They were the context for my prayer partners in this. They weren't coming with me doing it, but I would communicate with them regularly about what was happening. Now, it was easier in some ways because I would see them, but they would often write to me and I would write back. And they would ask me what was happening and I would respond. And every single time I saw them at morning church, they would tell me they were praying for me. Jacqueline, my wife as well, they would ask her about it. So I had the benefit of being in a context where I had people who were amazing prayer warriors in that, who I could share my life with, who knew me, who were on me with that journey, even though they never turned up to Village Church at all. Can I say one last thing? When we had our 5-year anniversary, I remember telling them about this. They'd never come to Village Church before. All these people who had been praying for Village Church for all these years, before we started, after we started, all came to the 5-year anniversary to see the things that God had done in this community that they had been praying for and partnering with. Mm. That was an incredibly powerful moment there, realizing they weren't just an addendum to what was happening, they were at the heart of what God was happening, even though they hadn't physically been there. So prayer partners are hugely both encouraging but crucial things in the life of a church plant.
That's really cool. So just to close out the episode, Derek, you planted a church. Did you do this? What did it?
Oh, sorry.